a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I have been doing some chasing, mate, and a lot of people keep saying to me, don't. Just don't.
Okay. Is it because it's scary and offensive, or you're making people feel threatened? What
no,
are you
no,
doing?
No, just because it goes with the song.
Oh, okay. Don't go chasing.
Here we go.
All right.
Aurora Australis. Yeah, because, so I don't know if you saw on my Insta, but on Monday night, there was a chance the Aurora Australis, as in the Southern Lights. So we hear about the Aurora Borealis a lot, especially if you're a Simpson fan. But the Northern Lights are like a big deal, you know, and we get them down here too. And you've got to be really far south to see them. And guess what? Ocean Grove, close enough.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know, I've got myself a little app on my phone and it shows me, you put where you are on the map and it'll show you what chance you have of seeing the light. No. Mate, it's very exciting. So currently at this stage, you have a 0% chance of seeing anything. There's not much going on.
No.
As you can see, they're highlighted, but by not much.
Yeah.
But normally this app will show a lot of green colours, a lot of red colours, like there's a lot of action going
on. So is it like any, it's like the weather app, so where you look at the radar, any day you look on, there could be some like bits of Aurora Australis
going on. It updates. It updates in real time, right? And so Sunday night, there was a bit of Aurora action.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Monday night, there was expected to be more. So about 9:45 at night, I dragged Jimmy out. He was not keen. He's like, but it's bedtime. Like, no, come on, let's go. So we walked down to the beach with Wombi in the dark.
Mm.
A bit scary. That's fine. And, we were there, saw nothing.
Yeah.
But we did see some lightning. And I mean, that's always a good time.
How is it that you know how to read that app, but you don't understand the weather app, the radar, the bomb?
Because app. This app works.
Oh, okay. Well,
and it will say you have a 7% chance of visibility. You have a 10%. Not like the radar where you're like, oh, it says there's severe rain right over my head right now. Oh, blue skies. I'm seeing. Meh. What's up with that? Science.
You gotta,
not working.
You got to learn how to read it. That's the thing.
No.
Also, I didn't realise. I thought Aurora Australis sort of finished 6th or 7th in the cup yesterday.
What?
Good name for a horse.
Okay.
Not a thing.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
This chick online, her name's Abby, and she sparked a bit of controversy over how to correctly make instant noodles. Now, I'm a massive instant noodle gal, and I have over years and years of study, I have figured out which is my favourite ones.
Okay, shout them out.
So back in the day, the standard Maggi's 2-minute noodles used to be god tier.
Yeah.
But now, nah.
No, they're not
terrible.
As good. I don't know if they're not as good or if my palate has developed as I've grown.
I feel like maybe when we were kids, maybe the food industry wasn't as tight and maybe good flavours come with bad things. I don't know.
Sure.
You know, I can just imagine because there's just not, the noodles aren't the same. The flavour's not the same.
It's the seasoning for me. It doesn't hit the mark like it used to. Doesn't.
So I used to be big on the noodles in the packet. You tear the packet open, put the noodles in a bowl, make them in the microwave or on the stove and eat them that way.
Okay.
Right? But now
why
are
you putting a bowl in the stove? What?
So sometimes you can make noodles with a cup that it comes in. And other times Maggi noodles came in just a...
Sorry, I thought you said you put them in the bowl and then put them in the microwave or on the stove. And that seems really bad for the bowl.
No, I'm sorry.
That's on me. That's on me. I misunderstood.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So noodles in a cup, you just pour boiling water in there.
Close the lid.
Let it steep. Boom shakala.
Percolate.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I make a lot of these.
I think that's the laziest way you can possibly make 2-minute noodles.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. The hard thing is waiting for that kettle. Come on.
Oh. Goodness
I've got a system, you know. I come home, I put the kettle on, but only enough water to fill in the noodle cup.
You've got a system.
I don't have time.
But not an attention span, I think, is what we're finding out.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So kettle on, whatever. Open up the seasoning, put the seasoning in the noodle cup, The noodles are already there. Mm. Then pour the boiling water in, close the lid, let it steep. Delicious. Noodles and broth. Cool. But this chick's like, no, she's been called out because people are like, you drain the broth and then you put the seasoning on the noodles after. What?
After the... In After the, you is drain this cup it. Noodles still? Cup are we talking noodles. About cup noodles?
Still talking about okay. cup noodles.
All right. Well, I wouldn't
so
do that.
So they're like, you put the boiling water in, no seasoning. Then when the noodles are ready, drain the boiling water, then put the seasoning on the noodles dry.
Okay.
Okay. Psycho.
No, well.
No.
So the way we make 2-minute noodles is not in a cup because we have done all right and we've got bowls in our house.
Yeah, yeah.
So... So we will do the saucepan thing and then drain it and put it in the bowl. Like, so it's still wet noodles, but there's no liquid. There's no juice.
There's no liquid at all.
There's no juice.
Nah, man.
It's just the noodles. And then you pour the powder over the top and the sauce over the top because we're a Mi Goreng family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you stir it through and that's where you get that real flavour.
No, but you need to leave some of the broth in there.
Why, mate?
Because that's what broth is. And it's delicious. And then after the noodles, you have a great little tea, like a broth tea
That's
snack.
That's disgusting.
It's not disgusting.
No, it is. It's disgusting.
See
you're
why
drinking
it's controversial?
Noodle bath water. That's what you're drinking.
Yum. More noodle bath water.
Tom, Lingy, and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Dodsy's cooking tips for you, everyone out there.
Oh, yes.
Take notes, get a pen, get some paper out.
All right, I'm
this
here.
Is how you bake. So I want to take you back to Sunday afternoon. Mm. Jed, our youngest, 6 years old, has walked into the kitchen and said, can I make something? Can I bake something? Can I cook something?
Love
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful. And we're cool. Let's make it work. Now, we walk into the pantry. We got like one...
Sorry, did you catch the terminal, the phrasing there?
We walked
into the pantry.
Yeah. Yeah. Butler's pantry, I think, is the full term. No. Yeah.
Loggy and I were like, got something from the pantry. Okay, we'll open the sack.
Yeah, open the cupboard. Yeah,
this black garbage
limited
bag.
Limited shelf space. No, you walk in. Lovely.
Okay, all right, you two.
The door's open.
Yeah, the zero temperature fridge is there.
The attendant asks us, what are you looking for, guys?
Yeah. Spritz on your face. Fresh it up. Sorry, Lingy.
No, that's fine. You
hot
sure
so
much fun.
Go on.
We realise... Got plain flour.
Yeah.
That's cool. Nothing else. Nothing else. No other baking ingredients.
Okay.
Anything like that. Dodsy's like, nah, Jetty's never really asked to do this. We got nothing. It's a cruisy Sunday afternoon. I'll head on down to the supermarket. I'll pick up something. We'll bake up something.
Cool.
Great idea. He's just in that zone. So it's cool. Get his hands all in the bowl and mixing up stuff. How fun's this going to be? He's going to feel that sense of pride in making something. So Dodsy goes to the supermarket. This is what she returns with. A pancake mixture like bottle that you simply add water to and shake.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah,
used them before.
And a cookie dough roll.
Oh, that you cut up.
That you cut up and basically just squish out into a little and place it on a tray.
So really nothing to make there,
nothing
is it?
To make. Where's the sugar? Where's the eggs? Where's the self-raising flour?
Where's
or
the
whatever?
Cupcake mix, you know, in a box? Like,
she wanted to start him off easy.
Betty Crocker, come on.
What's easy? All he did was put a tray into an oven. Where's the joy in that? So if you want to teach your kids how to bake, cookie dough roll and a nice ready-to-use pancake mixture.
Yeah.
It's the way to go.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
It's Blake.
The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan. I really want
to know. What TV theme? What TV theme?
Shush, Lingy.
What's the game called, though? TV theme.
Oh, can you
close.
Not talk about over the intro?
That was tight. What TV theme, but it worked.
No, you're really not good at it.
What TV theme?
I'm very good at it, thank you.
What TV theme? Now I'm... Better make up your mind. What TV theme?
It's the game described by one of our listeners as needing to go. It's... What TV theme? It does what it says on the tin. I'm going to play little bits of TV theme songs, and you guys have to tell me the name of the show. It's also, well, it was the game that goes away once Log gets too good at it, because she's just an audio guy.
Yeah, and last week you were on the verge of ruining the game, so just settle down.
Unfortunately now, for you, Lingy, Stan's behind this, so it's not going anywhere. Yeah. And I tell you what, if you have Stan, go and watch Normal People, that show. I watched it in like a day and a half. It's about the book, Normal People, and it's, oh my God.
Is it good? Okay.
It is one of the best things I have seen ever, and it kind of broke me for about 5 days.
Wow.
Yeah, but
high praise.
It must be good because it interrupted nap time by the sound of it.
No, it literally did interrupt nap time, so check out Stan.
All right. Well, that's high praise. Normal People, it's called. Yeah. You say.
So good.
All right. If I'm not there, start without me. I'll just Google the synopsis. Okay. Here's how. Yeah, we're going to play the intro. Okay. Your names are our buzzers.
Yep. Lingy.
Loggy.
Okay. Best of three arrangement. Tell me, what TV theme is this? You might not know the show, but you might be able to pick up a vibe.
New Zealand vibe?
No.
I was going to go Breaking Bad.
No,
okay,
no.
Okay, Loggy, yeah. House of the Dragon?
No, but sort of down that path.
Oh, sort of more science fiction type.
Science fiction.
House of the Dragon.
Accurate historical representation.
It's fantasy.
Oh, fantasy, sorry.
That's okay.
But think that sort of world, that kind of...
Loggy. Yep. Spellbinders.
No.
No.
Think like real history, though. Like a TV show based around real history,
Loggy.
And it was super trendy, and now it's not so trendy anymore, but everybody bloody loved these type of people for a while.
Sons of Anarchy?
No. Brutal time of our history, sort of Scandi sort of people.
Loggy, Vikings.
Yeah, well done.
Wow.
We got there. Okay, good. 1 point to Loggy, I guess.
Sass from Tom.
It is. I just sometimes.
I got the
Sometimes, like, sorry.
That's okay.
I apologise for the
That's okay.
Sometimes it's just having to wipe your bottoms is really hard work. Here we go. Question number two. What TV theme is this?
You look at us with such hatred.
No, I'm excited about this one. It'll kick in.
Lucky! Oh, hang on. It's MacGyver.
Yeah, it is. It's MacGyver. Well done.
So good.
You shouted
Dean
so loud.
Dean Anderson. Hot.
Yeah.
Honey.
I was watching the intro. I was like, I think I might see if I can go back and rewatch that show because I've got fond memories of it as a child.
Yeah.
Do you know what's great about, speaking of watching, and this is TV themed, Lingy just watches you work out what the answer is.
I'm looking for all the clues and cues I can get.
Not these eyebrows, mate. You're not going to find it in there.
I watch him watch you work out. This is how the game works. All right, what TV theme? So that's 2 out of 3. I mean, you do win, but should we go one more just for,
just for that listener who loves the comp so much?
One or the other. I'm going to go what I think is the easier of the two. Okay, here we go. What TV theme is this?
Logging.
Give him a shot, though. Give him a chance.
Now, this is familiar.
Yeah.
Maybe keep it going. Do you know this, really?
I reckon this one would fall under the category of being in that era where we probably weren't old enough to be allowed to watch it, but you'd be aware of it.
It would have come on maybe after Melrose Place.
Oh, like...
Maybe it would have been like... Beverly Hills. Maybe it came on after Northern Exposure on a Thursday night.
Oh, there you are. It's not Beverly Hills 90210.
No.
This is the intro to Beverly Hills 90210.
It's not that scary one that about a murder in a small town.
Yes.
And what is that called?
Okay, so just say we're driving. We're like, there's a mountain and next to it.
There's an identical mountain.
Well, Twin Peaks! Yes!
Oh, my God, we got there.
The game survives for another week. Yes. I got a point.
Pulling
teeth. It does survive for another week, believe it or not. What TV theme returns next week? Thanks, Stan.
The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan.
What TV theme?
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.